The first thing I'd like to hear about is how your family came to El Paso.
Okay. You want, oh, well, see, my father was born in Kentucky, my mother was born in Pennsylvania, but during World War I, my dad went to Europe, and he was in France for 2 years in the Signal Corps, and then he didn't realize it, but laying on the ground at night sleeping, he breathed in gas, and so when he got back, His lung collapsed, left lung, so he went to a veterans hospital in Pennsylvania. Well, that's where he met my mother. So then a couple years later, they married in 20, and then I came along in about 23, born. And he was still having problems with his lung, and so the Veteran Administration sent him to Florida. They thought going south. Well, he got down there, and I was about 2 years old, and then we stayed there about 3 years, and the humidity down there, he wasn't doing any good. Mm-hmm. So the doctors down there seemed to William Beaumont here in El Paso. Mm-hmm. And he came here in 29, about March of 29, and from then on, he just got better and better and better, and so we just liked it here and stayed here.
That's amazing. That's really great. It's amazing what the climate in El Paso can do for you.
It was too cold one place and too wet in the other, and just right. It was dry to look. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And he was an electrician, and he started with electric, and that's Mr. Martin. His mother lived over here on Road. Mm-hmm. And he, being from Kentucky, he was like farming, and so he kept coming down there on the weekends visiting her and then doing some chores for her. And then once, then this farm came up for sale back in about 1934, and he got his World War I bonus, so he just took that and bought this farm in about 34, 35. And he just kept on playing with it. Then he became the city electrical inspector in El Paso. In the 40s, and 40s and 50s, and then he retired in 58, and then he came down, and well, I don't know if you want to tell all the story about, of course, I went to school in El Paso.
What schools did you attend?
Well, Colwell, mm-hmm. I went to Colwell, and brand new school in 1930, and when he got out of Colwell, went to Austin High School. And then when I got out of Austin High School, went to College of Mines, and then the war came along. And I was always wanting to be an aeronautical engineer. Mm. I was taking engineering. We'd fly the model airplanes. And so I started doing naval aviation, and I was in naval aviation. And then when I got out of the Navy, the war was over. I came back, well, aeronautical engineers were dime a dozen, you know, and mm-hmm. he said, well, I've got that farm down there, and I said, well, let me try it. And so I went up to Las Cruces for a couple of years. In the meantime, met Betty, and so we got together and talked about it, and so I went up there until 48, and then we got married in August of 48. With plans on taking over here in 49, because the man that was contracting, his contract ran out, and so we started up here in 49. We lived at the house over there for about 10 years. It was my dad's, he had built it for labor, and then we fixed it up. Mm-hmm. And then when he retired in 58,